morning. I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Thursday morning. Start off in boys high school soccer action tonight. The region championship game, the fifth region between the Central Hardin Bruins and the Elizabethtown Panthers. Third such meeting between the two teams this season. And it takes place at Nelson County tonight at 7 o'clock. Last night in girls high school soccer action in the third region, Meade County was defeated by Owensboro Catholic, losing 2-1 in the fifth region game. Central Hardin was defeated by Bardstown, losing 1-0. And finally, for local high school sports, tonight in girls high school volleyball, Breckenridge County and Meade County face off in the 11th District Championship game at 7 o'clock. In the 12th District Championship game, Grayson County taking on Trinity of Whitesville at 6 o'clock Central Time. And in the 17th District game, it's the Central Hardin Bruins and the Elizabethtown Panthers facing off for the championship at 6:30. In college basketball news, good news if you're a fan of the Kentucky Wildcats, transfers Oliver Saar and Jacob Toppin have been granted waivers and are eligible immediately for Kentucky for this upcoming season. Saar is a transfer from Wake Forest and probably was the best transfer in the nation last spring. Jacob Toppin is a transfer from Rhode Island. The last name might be familiar to you. He's the younger brother of former Dayton star and projected lottery pick Obi Toppin. Over now to professional sports. Tonight in the NFL for Thursday Night Football, the Giants will be taking on the Eagles in Philadelphia. That game set for an 8:20 kickoff on Fox. And finally this morning for the World Series last night, the Tampa Bay Rays even the series up against the Dodgers at one game apiece. The Rays come alive, score 6 runs to beat the Dodgers 6-4. The two teams will have a day off today and be back at it tomorrow. And that does it for your sports update here on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.